Linda Ronstadt's Feels Like Home is an album of loves for the high desert of Sonora and her hometown of Tucson, shown through photos by Bill Steen, pages of her own recollections of family and friends, and even, or maybe that's especially, recipes that bring family and friends together with echoes of each other. That's just one of her 38 best-selling singles over a career that encompasses 24 albums, Grammy Awards, honors, and big-time collaborators. Feels Like Home is written in collaboration with Lawrence Downs, and Linda Ronstadt joins us now. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
I am dazzled by your description of what the sun feels like in Sonora.
It feels like needles.
Just really bores into you, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, penetrating your bones. So does the cold. People don't realize how cold it is in the desert. People get hypothermia all the time. The migrants that are walking through the desert, that's a brutal march.
You can get all four seasons in one day, I guess.
You can. I've gone into a movie, the sun was shining brightly, and come out, and the temperature dropped 23, 30 points, and you're freezing to death, and you didn't bring a jacket because it was hot when you left.
Yeah. Tell us about your all-day family picnics.
That was one of my favorite things to do. Somebody finds a good site on somebody's ranch or out in the country somewhere, and you make a mesquite fire and put a grill on it. And there's conversation that goes on and cracks about the food, and then somebody gets out a guitar, and they start playing a little bit. Pretty soon they're singing a song we know, and everybody starts to harmonize. And it's not a performance. It's not like being on stage, just being there in the room or in the under the trees with good food and good friends. When we were kids, we didn't have to be sent off to bed. My dad would start to sing, and we know we were up for another good hour. we usually fell asleep on someone's lap, but my dad had a beautiful voice.
Yeah. You learn so much about your family here. Could I get you to talk about your family? What I'll call a mixed family, European family that married into Mexico, settled in Arizona.
Well, when they first got there, they settled in Mexico, but Arizona was Mexico then too.
Yeah.
And became Mexican by virtue of politics, and the border moved. So we all say we didn't move, the border moved.
You talk about when you were growing up, people could cross the border, go back and forth pretty easily.
We used to go down for lunch. It was friendly. People knew each other.
Not easy to go back and forth across the border these days, is it?
No, it takes forever. It doesn't take as long to get into Mexico, but it takes a while. And then coming back, there's this line for a mile of trucks waiting to get inspected on the way across the border. Yeah. And then there's razor wire at the border, and Nogales is the one border town that I've seen the most of. It was just a pretty little town, you know, sort of hilly. And now it's got razor wire everywhere that's trapping little animals and dangerous for children.
Linda, if there was a message you could give to America and the world about the border, what would it be?
Oh, get to know your neighbors. You might be surprised at how much you like them. It's so unfair. There are people that come, that make that trip. It's so dangerous to get. And if you come from El Salvador, my gosh, you have to go through 1, 2, 3 countries to get to here. And they're having a terrible drought. People are starving. And they're going to go someplace to survive. They want to live. They want to feed their families.
You announced a few years ago you'd been diagnosed with progressive supranuclear palsy.
Right. It's a barrel of monkeys.
Oh. I'm sorry, but I think lots of people are wondering, what's it like for Linda Ronstadt to not be able to sing?
Well, I used to love to knit. I thought I would do that when I stopped singing. But that's, I can't do that. I don't have the motor skills for it. I'll tell you, it's really a drag to not be able to sing when today I'm going to see Emmylou Harris. We used to sing over the phone together.
Oh.
You know? And we just harmonize as naturally as anything. And I can't harmonize with her. And then when I go home to my family, I can't sing at all. And that was what held us together, you know, because some people in my family were Republicans. So I didn't hold it against them as long as we could sing together.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I really miss singing with other people.
Well, people miss you singing, but we like you talking, too. So while I have the chance, everybody listening can make this recipe in your book. I'm going to do it like in the next few hours. El Minuto's cheese crisps.
No. Oh, well, you got to have the right tortillas for that.
Yeah, you have your tortillas, and then after that, you just, what do?
Well, you grate them up. I use two types of cheese, Longhorn, Cheddar, and Monterey Jack cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you get a lot of cheese on there. And I think it's good to butter it first. Lightly butter.
Buttered, really? Oh, my word.
Yeah. Light butter than cheese.
And so you have some El Minuto's cheese crisps and then take a nap?
It's not that heavy. It's a thin coating of cheese, but it has to be there.
What do you think of when you look at the sun and the mountains and the landscape of Sonora?
Well, I think it's been there for a long time before I was there, and it's going to be for a long time after I'm here. So it's sort of humbling. I like to be able to see for a long distance. I don't like being in a forest because I can't see what's coming up on me. I love the mountains. That's the way I can tell where I am. If I'm in a place like Ohio with no mountains, I don't know how to orient myself in space.
Hmm. You could stop anyone and say, I'm Linda Ronstadt. Where am I? They'd be happy to help.
Yeah. You'd be surprised.
Linda Ronstadt, her new book, with photos by Bill Steen, a collaboration from Lawrence Downs, Feels Like Home. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I've been walked by the rain, driven by the snow.